I love movies. I love sports-related dramas like For Love of the Game, and comedic sports movies with a legitimate plot line like, oh, The Replacements. I know some people would disagree with that one, but I happen to like the plot line in The Replacements. And Rocky Balboa, he was my hero in my college and young adult years. I especially love epics that depict a young man as the chosen one. I, like many of you, watched anxiously the Matrix movies as Neo began to learn who he was, and just like you, I was grossly disappointed when Anakin Skywalker became Darth Vader in the Star Wars series. I am, however, still waiting for the sequel to the ridiculous comedy Kung Pao. Even though it was an off-the-wall parody of every martial arts movie ever made, they promised a sequel. And in that sequel, we were going to get to see how our hero, the Chosen One, developed. And you know what? It still hasn't shown up. Oh well. I find it fascinating that believers and unbelievers alike seem to believe in the existence of some sort of Chosen One. We all seem to have the need to believe that there is someone or was someone who God or gets it right all the time and never fails. So let me pose a question to you. It may sound like heresy to you until you take time to think it through. Are you ready? Here it comes. What if you're the chosen one? Kind of quiet out there. You still there? Hello? Oh, whew, good. Thought you left. You see, in 1 Corinthians 2:7, it tells of a mystery hidden in God before the foundation of the earth. It even says that He ordained it to our glory. It goes on and says that if our adversary had known what God had planned on our behalf, he would not have allowed Jesus to be crucified. Imagine, God before the foundation of the earth looked down eternity to 2005 and saw the most astounding and minuscule details of your life. Then he saw ahead and he knew that when he made man, that man would fail. And that he would send his son to take our place, that he would defeat death, hell, and the grave on our behalf. On our behalf, in our place. Are you getting that? He faced and defeated death so that we could live eternally. He bore sickness in his body so that we wouldn't have to. He was made poor so that we could be made rich. Make no mistake, Jesus was the original chosen one. And while he walked here on earth, he made an astounding statement to his disciples in John chapter 15. He said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit." He chose you. He chose me. He chose us. You are chosen by God. God, the maker of heaven and earth, chose you. And here's the amazing part. He didn't make a mistake. He didn't choose the wrong parents or the wrong city or the wrong year, the wrong brother or sister. He chose correctly for you, just as choosing you was correct. He chose to send his son to the earth as one of us before he ever made anything to do with the earth. And he made the choice, that choice for you on your behalf. His son, the chosen one, stretched out his hand to heal the sick and raise the dead before the foundation of the earth. In other words, it was planned that he would heal the leper in Matthew chapter 8 on that specific day, in that specific place, with the touch of his hand. It was planned that he would raise smelly old Lazarus on the fourth day, and not one day sooner. He even planned for the right, oh, spit-to-dirt ratio to be available so that when he spit in the dirt and made mud and put it on the blind man, he'd be healed. Wait, there's more. The chosen one chose you and committed to make his righteousness yours so that you could be complete in him before he laid the foundations of the earth. He made that plan. Wow. God the Father chose to send his son Jesus because he chose you and knew you would need that plan to be played out in order to reach you before he ever said, "Let there be light." Does that bend your mind a smidge? Well, let's dig just a little bit deeper. Using the same verse in Corinthians, it's not much of a stretch to see that God has an incredible plan for your life. So incredible, in fact, that he kept it hidden within himself. Where else would he keep something that's that important? Furthermore, he planned every intricate detail before he even created the universe. Nothing you do shocks him. He's not sitting on the throne and shaking his head at what you do or what you say and saying, "Oh, myself." You do get that, right? That joke doesn't take any explanation. Oh, myself. Oh, my God. Okay, good. You got it. He chose you. The choices you make, right or wrong, don't surprise him. His plan is that all things work together for your good. I don't believe that there's plan of God A, B, or C for your life based on a series of choices that you make. I believe he has plan 1 to infinity, always working to bring you back to the great plan that he had for you before the foundations of the earth. Let's take a moment and just reflect on your life. Kind of insert your testimony right here in the middle of this devotion. I think you got back way too quick. I said, take a minute, pause the iPod, pause the MP3 player, stop the CD, and think about your life and how God has proven himself faithful to you throughout the years of your life. Okay, glad you're back. If you're in a great place in your life right now, you'll be able to brag on the bigness of God and his faithfulness to turn every situation around to your good. If not, you may be thinking, "Bob, you have completely lost your mind. You have no idea what I'm going through." That's true. But what if? What if I'm right? What if this trial or series of trials that you're going through is actually leading you back to the good place in God's plan for your life? What if what you see really isn't how it is? The word in 1 Corinthians 2:7, ordained, according to Webster's dictionary, actually means to prearrange unalterably. Jesus stayed the course to ultimate victory for you, his chosen ones, and it cost him everything. It cost him his life, at least for 3 whole days. Now he lives victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And guess what? So do you. If you can get this, it'll change your life forever. Everything he was and is, you are. His testimony is your testimony. What he defeated, you've defeated. I didn't say will defeat. I said defeated. Far too many believers walk around accepting the struggles of today as the future for their lives. I know. I've done it. I went through 4 years that I felt like only Job of the Bible could possibly relate to where I was. I realized that my perspective was a little bit self-centered, and at the time, all I was able to see was my own circumstances. But when I changed my perspective and began to look at the goodness of God, then I began to see it. It may take perseverance, but if you grab hold of the idea that you are the chosen one, chosen by God before the foundations of the earth, and apply the word to that concept, you can't help but see the great and victorious plan of God for your life unfold.